Well, the first thing that one must think of when you think about Eswatini is the absence of political parties. That what you have, they've created a system where individuals are elected to serve in parliament. But that parliament exists as an advisory body for the king. So you're talking about an absolute monarchy, somebody who has power. So the king decides who becomes a prime minister. He decides who becomes a minister, and he can fire as he pleases. So this is actually a farce, in a sense, if one talks about democracy, where you talk about the will of the people, where the people can decide the direction of a country. The people of Eswatini did not have that power. They did not have that right. So they simply exist to serve the king. So all this is what has led to the protest in Eswatini. And we've seen the response by the king to have been very brutal, because he controls the army and he controls the police. So for all what he can say, you cannot call that democracy. Democracy does not exist in Eswatini.
As I mentioned, the king spoke at the just concluded UN General Assembly, and he said that Eswatini cherished their homegrown democracy, in which the role of the monarchy is recognized.
Yeah, I think he's the last of the monarchs, of the absolute monarch. And what has made it easier for him is that because he has been abetted by the support that he gets from also African leaders who have not called and have joined call for democracy. And also, I think some of the countries that they fund or give aid to Eswatini, they've actually made this monarchy to be prolonged.